This is MSO News Sports. We are joined by Grace Leet, who is the female Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month winner for the month of October, volleyball player at Danvers High School. And Grace, congratulations to you. It's an academic and an athletic award, so kudos to you for that. We'll get into some of those details in just a moment, but just in general, some general reaction from you on winning the award.
Thank you so much. I was really surprised to get it. Because, like I said earlier, like, it's just usually a defensive specialist never really gets any big awards like this, so it's a really nice recognition, and I think a big step for our program to begin to get noticed.
Absolutely. Well, you guys, you've certainly been noticed by the league. You were the league player of the year, so congratulations on that. So people are noticing you out there on the court, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know what you could say. What? Tell me about the season that you guys had at Danvers this year.
Losing 9 seniors and all of our starters but me was scary to start the season off in the preseason. Watching tryouts, and I was kind of freaking out, thinking, oh no, how's the season going to go? But throughout the season, our team just worked together so well, and everyone was just so good together. It was just an amazing experience to work through it as a team to get better every single day and every single game.
Yeah, you went undefeated, I guess, 15-0 in the league schedule and so on. Now, I there's some stats I know your coach passed on to Phil Stacey, and they are some your assist stats. They're pretty significant, aren't they? Tell me about those.
So my serving stats is something I've been focusing on this year, because as the level of volleyball gets higher, your serve has to increase. So I was working very hard to increase my serving and make it as best as it could be. And then my digging stats are something that I have to work on throughout the season to just read better and work with my block to see where to go. And it's something that definitely takes a lot of work to get there.
Was there a big match this year for Danvers, a memorable match for Danvers volleyball?
I would have to say we played Bishop them like 3 times this season, is how the schedule worked out. But the second time we played them, our team was the best we have ever played together. It was a feeling that I wish never could go away. It was this rush of adrenaline and just passion for the sport. And it was an amazing feeling because everyone on the court felt the same thing. So it was just one of those feelings that, like, playing this sport, you don't get very often, but when you do get it, it's a phenomenal feeling.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, clearly there are a lot of, like in any sport, there are individual moments for sure, but there's also a big team element to volleyball for sure as well. Let me ask you about the academics, the classroom. Now, would you say that your favorite subject in the classroom is history?
Yes, I love history and politics.
Yeah, okay. And I also noted that some of your colleges that you were interested in are down in the Washington, D.C. area with an 18% approval rating, by the way. But maybe you can change that in a few years. But
hopefully.
Yeah. So tell me about your plans. What are you looking to do when you head out to college? I know it's nothing definite yet, but what are you hoping for?
My goal in life is just to help as many people as I possibly can. So, and I'm trying to do with my interests. So, something in the government that can help as many people as possible is my goal. So, I just need to find a school that fits me and will help me reach the goals that I want to achieve.
Yeah. Well, you're a Model UN member and also taking AP History and AP Government and Politics courses. So, maybe tell me about some of those courses and you know, what you might take away from those.
I have phenomenal teachers at Danvers High I forget how amazing these teachers are, and that not everyone has them. So I owe a lot of this to the support system I get at Danvers High, because they're phenomenal there and help me with everything. But specifically AP US and government and politics, I think just opened my eyes to the way things have changed. And a big part of history and what I love about it is that you can learn from your mistakes and other people's mistakes to make sure that stuff, like horrible stuff that has happened, doesn't happen again.
Yeah, well, that would be a great way to do it, right? I don't know if we always do that, but yeah, absolutely. The Let me. You mentioned your teachers, and we often let our when we talk to them, Grace, talk about the talk about a teacher or two. So, would you give a shout out to one or two of your teachers out there that have been special for you at Danvers?
Probably my English teacher, who I've had for 2 years, Mr. White, has been really supportive on the emotional end. If I'm ever having a bad day, I can go and he can just make me feel better, and he's a great person to have there and help me. And then my history teacher, Mr. San Germano, can just always make my day better and really gets the point that I want to focus on history, so he helps me with extra steps to make sure that I can be where I need to be.
Will there be volleyball in the future for you at college? Do you know that?
Academics is first for me. I would like to get to school to make sure that I can achieve there very well, but I would love to play volleyball in college. It's hopefully one of my goals. If I can play volleyball, I'll work as hard as I can to make sure I can play there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're talking with Grace Leet from Danvers High School, volleyball player, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month for the month of October. And Grace, anything else? Tell me a little bit about your support at home and your maybe how you got into volleyball to begin with.
Well, I come from a family. I'm one of four, and all of us are competitive athletes. Both my siblings play a sport in college. I have a little brother who's a phenomenal wrestler, and so I come from a very athletic family. Everything is a competition. We don't like to lose. Ever since I was young, I was playing all kinds of sports, and you learn so many things on how to be an athlete and how to be a leader within sports, all sports, so that's nice. And then my mom was a volleyball coach at Endicott College, but at the time, I was not interested in volleyball. I was all about soccer, but she was the volleyball coach there, and now she's a coach at Essex Tech. And she's one of the main reasons why I play volleyball. But once you play the sport once, you fall in love with it. And I can never imagine not being so passionate about volleyball.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, Grace, great talking with you. And best of luck the rest of the school year and so on and beyond. And again, congratulations. Again, we love this award because it's an athletic award, plus it's an academic award. And it sounds like you're very well deserving of the award. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Grace Leet, the volleyball player at Danvers High School, with us here on MSO News Sports, the Moynihan Lumber Female Student Athlete of the Month for the month of October.